whole of government approach to health is something that would at least allow us to address some of the issues of access and equity across Australia. I mean, why should it be that, you know, people in one state in Australia have access to home hemodialysis while people in other states either don't have access or, because it's not supported in that state as much, people miss out on that opportunity? I mean, we've got states like South Australia whose rate of home dialysis is just abysmally low by comparison to New South Wales, for example, who's the largest user of home dialysis. And so
when you say home dialysis, can you explain that is a portable unit that can be taken to a person's home?
Yeah, well, dialysis machines can be set up in a person's home to allow them to have the flexibility to dialyse when they want, as often as they want. They can dialyse nocturnally, which is very successful for people who still want to try to keep a job. And you've got to understand that people in end-stage renal failure, they feel so unwell that for those people who are able to create some kind of balance and dialyse when it suits them, it gives them a degree of control over what's happening to their lives, because end-stage renal failure takes away a lot of that control. And, you know, particularly when you're looking at Indigenous populations, I mean, you know, we've got families that are split apart as a result of the need to keep one party alive on life-saving hemodialysis, and that just decimates families and communities. So we've got major issues here that really are not being addressed at all.
You said that you're encouraged by the new possible Commonwealth taking over health. Has kidney health been mentioned at all in anything that has been said so far?
No. In a question that I raised with the health minister at a public consultation in Canberra at the end of last year, I asked the question, raised the issue about whether the Commonwealth would consider addressing home dialysis on a national basis as a whole of government approach. The answer to that question was no, not unless the federal government was able to achieve the whole of government approach to health. So until that time occurs, nothing's going to happen.